Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The center fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Smithson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The DH, Deion James. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. James hits a line drive into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sasky takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rice strikes out. One out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenwell scores. Evans moves to third. Sasky moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine is 0 for 1 in the game. Romine hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Reed moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reed moves to third. Romine moves to second. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Esaski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Esaski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Furman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. James moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Two outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaminsk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Romine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Romine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Cutcher pinch runs for Mike Greenwell. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Cutcher moves to second. Nick Esaski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Esaski is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Esaski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Steve Olin now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive towards first. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Cutcher now playing left field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fermin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cutcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Esaski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Esaski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Rice reaches second base with a double. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 3 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Kutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carter. Reed reaches second base with a double. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Romine is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Romine hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed moves to third. One out. Randy Kutcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kutcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kutcher hits a line drive towards the mound. Atherton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Murphy now pitching. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. James strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5. And Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.